it's, I don't know, it's like, it's a different fathering version than the one, it has more life, more, it's not South African, it's not, it's bubbly, it's joyful, and then like the Lord wants you to embrace it, that's a part of you. And there's just something from that root system, I don't know, I just feel like for some reason your father could rule it, but it tried to hit you. It's in that family line. It's like a religious spirit somehow. It's trying to keep you in your place, and keep you under shame, keep you kind of locked down, because there's just so much more in you than just all the great stuff you do in business. It's great, but I just feel like you're like, where's, I can tell that I'm not in the life that I know. Feels like I'm not lighthearted. Joy is hard to kind of stay under all the time, and I just see something in here. So Father, I just pull that out right now. Get out. Shaka brusha kinda brusha kamate. Ho! Dina, you have authority over South Africa. He has a South African something, but he's not there now. But I just feel like there's...
I was born there, yeah.
Yeah, there was like a root in there that just God's... Dina's an amazing prophet that walked with Kim Clement for a bunch of years. Walked with Kim a bunch of years, and she's walked with us. We love her. And
yeah, so did you say you live in South Africa?
I was born there. Yeah, we're here when I was four. Yeah.
So. Well, Father, I just pray for Bruce right now. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for his life and what it represents in the kingdom. I thank you for the strategies and plans that you've set aside for him. I thank you that you are illuminating those doorways for him to walk through, and that there is a courage to step in the time and moment of authority and anointing. Father God, I thank you that he will not draw back, but he will press in. And the Holy One of Israel will do works and miracles for him. I thank you for the strategist that is upon him. I thank you, Father God,
yes,
that he,
Lord,
has a strategist anointing,
yeah,
in
so
his
good
life.
Yeah.
And people will seek him out, not only to help them strategize, but Father, in helping others strategize, he will get strategies himself. I thank you, Father God, he will see blueprints.
So!
He will see patterns. He will see things that, Lord God, will open doorways. It's almost like you'll see like a light shine and open certain specific things that you know that God is wanting to open up and break through for others. There's a real anointing. It's almost like apostolic in the aspect of building and just really helping others build. You have that builder's heart in you. And so I just, Father, I just thank you for watering that building anointing on him. And as far as South Africa goes, Lord God, I draw from what is rich in that nation. I draw from the joy that even in the midst of difficult times, that people always brought forth joy, that this is a man that will carry joy and that will carry praise in his heart, Lord God, for the things that you're doing and wanting to do. I thank you, Father God, for South Africa in the area of bringing tribes together. Father, that has been the number one difficulty thing in that nation all these generations. But Father, there are those that were breakers to bring tribes together. This man will bring tribes together. Different anointings, different things. He'll bring people together, Father God. He has a gatherer's anointing. He has a gatherer's anointing.
Yes.
So Father God, I bless Bruce right now. I bless him, Father God, for the purposes that you have designed for him. And that, Father, he will... You know, God almost like took a season where he took South Africans out of South Africa like him and others and brought them over to the other nations and to be missionaries in other nations. And that's what I see you. It's almost like it doesn't mean ministry-wise necessarily, but just a missionary to the things that God has called you to do and the strategies he's called you to bring to others. I just feel like don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Step up, speak
That's
up.
That's good. That's good.
Because I think what Keith was saying is what's coming to me right now is just that South Africa is a nation of fear.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so good.
And so
okay,
right now,
good,
bam, break fear off of him right now. In the name of Jesus, no fear. No fear. here, Father God, he is a fearless one.
And
Father, that warrior is in him. And that, Father, that breaker is in him. So, Father, thank you. I thank you that you have not given him any fear. I break the generational curses off of him of fear.
Is.
And, Father, release him to be able to do what you called him to do with boldness. Whoa. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, that's such a good articulation, Dina. Thank you so much. These three are like three powerhouse entrepreneurs.
I love it.
We're the original three, bro, from the mastermind.
Yeah, oh, geez.
You know, have you met Joshua?
Nice to meet you, Dina.
Nice to meet you, Joshua.
You
Steven.
Steven.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Steven went through our emerging prophet world. These are young millionaires that are just prophetic, love the Lord, kingdom. Whack this guy. If you have any more juice on you, come on, whack this guy for a second.
I don't want to just work him, but I'll receive it.
So, Steven, you say Steven? Steven. Yeah. Okay. Great. Father God, thank you for Steven.
Oh.
Thank you for your purposes and plans for him.
Yeah.
I'm cheating, but this is a giver of hope. You're a hope bearer. And by that I mean I'm cheating because of that. That is a symbolic thing for hope.
Yes.
And so, Father, I thank you. This man anchors others. He anchors others. And he is an anchor to nations. Ooh, I was going to say people, but I just out the word nations. And that, Lord God, for your strategies that you've put him in, he brings a temperance. He brings us an evenness. He brings a grounding. This is a man, you bring grounding to people. And, Father God, I thank you that you have strategically placed them. Don't think it not strange when you go into turmoil. Because you're there to anchor it. You're there to bring in a calming and and bring people down. When things are going down, you're there to raise them up. Mm-hmm. When things are going haywire, you're there to rewire. Like, I don't know. Where I come from, we train people to record these words.
Yes.
You don't talk about that. Not recording.
Not
recording is borderline despising. You taught me the fear of the Lord.
Thank you.
So, Father, I do. I'm just saying. I'm going to read these.
I've been recording.
You've been recording. Good man.
Yeah, yeah.
Good man.
Okay, I got his too.
I'm the teacher. You get an A plus.
I always learn to record for other friends.
And so God makes his point. You're the anchor. You know how to come in, and you come in stealthily, and you anchor people. You bring an umbilical cord from God to them. You know how to hook it up. You know how to hook people up and bring a order where there's disorder and a calming where there's upheaval. Father God, I just thank you that he's a strategist as well. But Lord God, that you bring in that anchor of hope through what he speaks, what he says, what he does. And just give me a minute here. I'm just going to listen if there's anything else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're a man after God's heart, and God loves that about you. And I just feel like he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There are some new levels coming for you. There's some new breakthroughs. That seems very general, but in aspect, I believe when you leave from here this week, you're going to step into some new things. There's like that are already being positioned for you. Mm. And when those doors begin to open, step through, I just feel like there's an anointing. We were just talking about it before I came over. It's just like the children of Israel, they went in, and there was an anointing to go in, but they drew back and limited the Holy One of Israel. Mm. I believe there's going to be strategic doors there. You're going to see, and there's an anointing, and you'll say, who, me? And he'll say, yeah, you. Step through and bring that. Bring that anchor into those situations. I believe whether it's business or whatever it is, businesses or whatever it is that are kind of like adrift, you're going to bring them in and anchor them. You're going to bring them in and anchor them. So, Father God, I bless him. I bless Stephen. I bless him for the anointing that is on his life that is clear to see. And, Lord, just release him big time in the things you have for him. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're Amazing. Welcome.
What a spot on word for you, Stephen.
Yeah. So good.
And building the cord.
That's good.
You guys enjoy
thank
your
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So good to see you.